Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. This is all about your kids, your money, your plans. It is Thursday, and I am just so happy to be here so that we can get our show started. And we have such a great show in store for you. We really, really do, because we are talking about the children today, kids and money. And that is one of the most important things, is to prepare our young people for their future. So I would like to invite you all to come, call in, join our chat room. I'm going to give you the phone number right now, and it's 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we get started doing anything, let's take care of our disclaimer, and then we will start with our topics for this evening.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinion of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for secure your life.
Okay, now that we have taken care of our disclaimer and we have know the rules of our show tonight, remember this is No Holds Barred, but we are talking about kids and money. So it's your kids, your money, your plans, all tonight on Secure Your Life. So the topics that we're going to talk deeply about this evening is how to talk to your kids about money, even if your finances are in the toilet. Then we're going to talk about 15 ways to teach your kids about money. We're also going to talk about teaching kids to be smart about money. There's a brand new online program that I found that is just absolutely phenomenal that helps parents as well as kids learn a whole lot about allowance, banking. It's just a great program. So we're going to talk about that too. Games that you can play with your children as well as games that they can play online that will teach them to be smart with money. And to conclude our show, we're going to talk to our teens about money and how to help them plan for their future. So as you see, we have a very full show. So I want to, for those of you all who just tuned in, I want you to have a chance to join us in the chat room as well as get online, talk to us online live. And the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You are listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, and your plans. Now let's talk about the teachable moments that parents have with their kids in regards to money and their finances, okay? As parents, you have a unique opportunity to give your kids a financial education. And that's what this is all about. We're talking tonight all about taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. So in order to do that, we really need to take a really good look at the age appropriateness, of course, of the children. But no matter what age they are, as soon as they are able to count, you can start having those teachable moments with your children to talk to them about money. You can not only teach your children the skills, even if you are having or experiencing some financial difficulties, you can still teach them. Because by sometimes knowing what not to do is just as valuable as knowing what to do. And that is really important, that just because you may have made some mistakes, let your children learn from your mistakes. I think that is very important because they already know that there's something going on, especially if you happen to be a person that had experienced being laid off or downsized or suffered health problems. Your children know some of the things. They may not know the details, but they do know that some things that are going on in the household. So by helping them understand some of your mistakes can actually help them make better choices. So involving your children in the financial situation at home, no matter what age they are, you can talk to them, and actually by actually giving them by example, you'll be surprised at how understanding children can really be. So I think that that's one of the great things that you can actually do. And there's always plenty of teachable moments. You know, even if you're experiencing, like I said, some difficulties, you can still have great conversations with your children in regards to money, how you've messed up. And sometimes learning what not to do, like I said before, is actually a very good teachable moment. You could say, well, you know what, especially when you talk about your teenagers, and we'll get into that later too. But for example, if you have a student that is in high school and soon will be going to college, you could say, you know, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I did when I was in college. I don't want you to take out credit and don't have a job to pay for it. I didn't have any experience in that. And you explain to them what happened when you were a freshman in college, when you got your first checking and savings account, or you got your first credit card, and how you actually was a spendthrift and didn't really think about the consequences. Children can actually learn from your experiences when you do that. How you can, those times that you have with your children, and you have the bills that you have to pay, and instead of keeping that all a secret, you really need to share that with your kids. You know, have them, and I had mentioned this on other shows too, that there are things that you can do when you take your children shopping. Get a shopping list, and, you know, you can actually take the sales paper, and you can look at the, you know, put a grocery list together and see what is on sale. And it's just so many things that you can do with your children that are great teachable moments. And even when you buy things that you don't necessarily need, explain to them the ups and downs of actually overspending or not making a list and buying things from the grocery store that you didn't necessarily need, and then finding out that you're spending more money than you thought. Those are still teachable moments. They may not be the best shining moments for you as a parent, but it's still something that they're actually going to experience in their life. Learning to make good, solid choices, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, still is a teachable moment. And I want you, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, and your plans. Taking education of finances to a brand new level, creating financially smart kids. That's what we're talking about tonight. And you can join us in the chat room. The chat room is open. And you can also call us and tell us about your children and your experiences, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, aunt, and uncle. It doesn't matter. There's children around your teacher. And this is the time where we can share our thoughts and feelings about how to help these children become smart financial consumers as well as savers, too. So the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 312. Thank you for joining me. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Diamond.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, most excellent, most excellent.
Well, that is great. We are talking about how to talk to our kids about money, even if our finances may be in the toilet.
Well, yes, unfortunately, as they say, we are having those times. What we actually did was we dealt with them when it came to, when you mentioned the grocery, making the grocery list. We also made it a game where it was to see by using coupons.
And ooh, coupons.
Yes. So it's a matter of working with the sales paper, our grocery list. We made a list of the necessities. And so each child gets to, every time we go to the grocery store, that once a month big shopping, they get to pick one thing between them that they want. It's theirs. This might be a snack or whatever, but they get to pick one item. But we also use, we go through the papers, especially Sunday's papers are phenomenal for coupons. Online is too. And so they actually made a game about going online, getting the coupons of the food that they want. So then we check to see. They get to see how much, what the difference is, how much they'll be paying. It's also a great math game, adding, subtracting. So that's one way we kind of do it and have a little fun and get sneak in a math class at the same time.
Well, you know, and I think that those are great teachable moments. And like I said, we have more teachable moments with our children than we really realize. Every day you have a teachable moment, especially when it comes to money, because money is such a big part of our day-to-day lives. I mean, we really, unfortunately, we can't live without it. We really can't. You are going to be dealing with some kind of financial situation. Your children also, you know, they have their wants as well as their needs that need to be met too. But I think as little as maybe even 2 or 3 years old, when they're old enough to ask for things and watch television and see commercials, they're, you know, they're already consumers. And the advertisers are actually targeting our children to get us to spend our money. So this is why I said that there are so many teachable moments that we can share with our children to help them become smarter financially and also wise consumers. I mean, you know, that is very, very important. And we're going to add some more people to the conversation. And like I said, the chat room is definitely open. Please join me there. And if you just joined us, we are talking about how to take financial education to the next level and creating financially smart kids, how to talk to your children about your finances, even if they are, if your finances are in the toilet, how to have these teachable moments and teach your children about money and finances. So I'm going to add area code 815 to our conversation. Thank you for joining me. Hello, you're talking to Diamond, and this is Secure Your Life.
Oh, good evening, Diamond. This is Ron. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Ron.
Yeah, like you're saying about the teachable moments.
Yes.
Starting at an early age, I think that one teachable moment would be to say, try to give your, even when they're little kids, try to give them a sense of value to their toys.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Try to give them a sense of value to their toys. This way, when they see something, a new toy advertised on TV, you'll have less trouble explaining to them, hey, what's going on with this toy versus what you've already got? And the thing being, if they get a sense of value to their toys, they'll take better care of them. They won't be so readily quick. They won't be so quick to say, okay, well, oh, I want this because this is the latest thing.
Right.
And the thing being, if a child, in my opinion, if a child gets a sense of value to things, he'll start, say, like, looking at things or taking interest in things because there's more to it than money. I mean, money is a tool.
Right.
Basically, simply put, money is a tool. You use it to get stuff. If you don't collect money, that's ridiculous. It is ridiculous to even think about collecting money. You collect art. You can collect movies. You can collect DVDs, CDs. It doesn't matter. You know, you can. You have people that collect antique cars. But it's a thing of saying, like, get an interest in something. You have people that have no interest in anything. And I think that is really a shame. And I think if the little kids, if they started out really valuing their toys, they would have a sense of, say, like, okay, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to take good care of it. And they'll take good care of everything around them, everything that they have, because everything, they won't get into a situation where, oh, it's just throwaway.
That is definitely true. And I think too many times we kind of give our children the wrong impression about their toys or anything of value. They don't consider it of value because we make everything so transit, you know, or trendy. You know, as soon as one trend leaves, then we accommodate the trend. So it's like, oh, well, that was last year, so I need this new one, even though it's the same thing, it's in a different color. So I need the new one because that was so last year, so last week, or so yesterday. So I think we as parents kind of cave in to the trend. So we're sending the wrong signals. to our children in regards to that.
I do agree. They'll have a thing going where, oh, we have the Xbox 360. Oh, and next year they came out with the, okay, the following year they come out with the Xbox 361. What's the difference between Xbox 360 and Xbox 351? Oh, well, the Xbox 360-61 has a polka dot box. The other one is just green and black, you know. So, hey, now I gotta have, they do the same thing, but it's got a green and black box. I mean, it's got a polka dot box. I got to have that.
Right.
Because
and
it's
I,
the latest thing.
Right, and I think that, I mean, adults, we are guilty of catering to ourselves like that, too, you know. One, and it's all right to, like you said, want certain things. But there is a big difference between a want and a need. And we need to, we actually need to teach our children the difference between a need and a want. Because there's a big difference between something that you absolutely need, and then there's a difference between a need, and then there's something of want is something that can change at a moment's notice. You know, if you ask a child, well, do you want a cookie or do you want ice cream? Well, those are wants. You don't need a cookie and you don't need ice cream either. But you do need to eat. So, you know, the point is that to teach them the difference between the two and not caving in into our wants. You need to actually teach them to take care of all of your needs first. And then take care of some of your wants.
And I think that people need to be made aware of the fact that technology moves outrageously rapidly, and it's ridiculous to even think that, I've got to have this 32-inch TV, and then all of a sudden, boom, they've got a 52-inch TV.
All right.
Okay, then next thing you know, they've got a TV that it comes in paint. You paint it on your wall and you hook some wires up to it, and your wall is your TV. You know, like, hey, oh, look at this now. I've got to have, and why are you breaking your neck? You haven't even finished paying for your 32-inch, and now you want the 75-inch. Now, that's just totally out of the box. Why are you breaking your neck with technology? That's just totally ridiculous. Hey, get the most one that you can afford that does everything that you need it to do, and then stand by because you keep in mind the fact that technology is moving so fast that you won't be able to keep up with it anyway unless you're in some kind of business. And I don't believe your average needs to, say, like, be bending himself out of shape with every year he's got to get something new because it's the new technology. And like I said, you're just spending money needlessly that you could be using somewhere else for something else that would be worthwhile.
Well, but that's true. You are so correct in that. And
so
okay.
It's like people, they got to get a new car every 2 years. For what?
Well, only way that would be a good idea is if you're under a lease and that's a part of the contract. But that's getting to another subject. We really need to stick to what kind of things that we need to teach our children. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life, and we are talking about your kids, your money, your plans, taking financial education to the next level to make children financially smart. How to talk to your kids about money, even if your finances are in the toilet. So that's our top topic right now. But I'd like to move things along and talk about the 10 or 15 most important things that you can talk to your kids or teach your kids. So the most important financial principles you need to learn and teach your kids. So one of the things that I think most important, and we did touch on this, is discipline in savings and the ability to delay gratification in order to build financial security. and to pay with cash. Pay with cash. That's important. So if you are able to delay gratification in order for you to build your nest egg and to teach your children the same thing, and we did kind of talk about that a few minutes ago. If you're able to do that and you're able to teach your children that, if you give them choices, here's the thing that I would do with a kid in that situation. They just have to have the newest video game, okay? If you give your children allowance and you say, okay, hey, the video game is not cheap. They want $59 for this video game. Now, how much of your allowance have you saved? Well, then it's then the value system of their money versus your money, they will learn very quickly about delaying gratification when you tell them that they have to pay with their money. So one of the things that I think that you need to teach your children is the discipline to delay gratification so that they can build their own financial security. And that's a lifelong lesson that I think that is very important to share. Another tip, which would be number two, would be money isn't everything, and greed is not good either. Now, money is important because we need it in our everyday lives, but it should not be the center of everything. And you, as a parent, shouldn't make the lack of money the center of everything. There are so many things that we can do as a family, believe it or not, for free. Going outside, spending time in, you know, at the park is free. Going to the library is free. You can actually go, I mean, I know in my city, you can actually go to the library. The most valuable card that's in, that should be in your wallet, should be your library card. Not your credit card, but your library card. Because you can take your library card and you can actually go to the library and get museum passes. So now you actually have some place that you can go with your kids. Again, operative word here is free. So you can take the museum pass, take your children, go to the museum. Now you have a day out, and they get a chance to explore, have fun, excellent teachable moment. So I think that, like I said, being wise and utilizing your resources is very important. So another tip that I would pass on is a sale in the store is not a sale if you can't afford it. If something is on sale, I don't, even if you're at the grocery store, if something's on sale and it wasn't on your grocery list, then that is a want, not a need. Don't buy something that's on sale if you don't need it, because then you're spending money that you didn't necessarily need to spend. I think that that is a very, very wise thing. And I think as women, I think we're more guilty of this than men. I don't know if that is true or not, but I know that because the majority of women, we do more shopping, I know, on smaller items than guys. They usually are electronic junkies or, you know, into the car thing. So their purchases, when they do shop, tend to be a lot more expensive than ours. But when you're talking to your children about spending, you need to tell them, you know, just because something's on sale does not necessarily mean that you should buy it just because it's on sale. And always shop for the deal. You know, I believe the other caller had mentioned about getting coupons. That's very important. Coupons are your best friend when it comes to shopping. Shop online. You know, shop around. Don't go to the first store and buy the first thing. And teach your children the same thing. When you're in the store, comparison shop. And I know that one thing that I love about Walmart, one, Walmart's everywhere, and two, Walmart has a price guarantee. So if you find an ad from another store, they will beat it. You know, they will actually either match or beat the price. So I think that is such a great thing. So you have to, you know, those are things that you need to talk to your children. Don't just do it. Don't just go in and shop, but talk to your children about the shopping experience so that they can learn to do the same thing that you're doing. I think, let's see, anybody else want to add something? What would you say would be one of the most important principles to pass on to your children?
Oh, it's Ron?
Yes, okay, Ron.
Okay, now, what I was thinking, like you were saying about things that you can do with your children that really don't cost anything, and I think that this would be another learning experience. Okay, like if you were to, say, take your children, say, to an art gallery, and they're looking at the art, okay, and you're pointing out different things that the artist is trying to say in his artwork. Okay, let's say you go to a mall. So you're walking around in the mall with the kids. Okay, now the kids know that these are shops, and you buy things at shops. Well, you make them aware of the things you buy. We came here to window shop. So shopping is fun. It's like going to the art museum or to the art gallery, artworks. You know, and I remember a conversation years ago, she told me that she really hated windows. She didn't like to go window shopping because it made her feel that she couldn't buy anything. And I'm thinking that's a pretty miserable person. I mean,
wow.
I guess it's one of those things. You'd have a dollar in a pocket, you'd have a hole in it.
Okay.
You know,
I've heard of people that are like that. They don't. One, they're not really good shoppers anyway. Okay, they don't shop for the deals. Most people who are good deal shoppers or savers, if you will, they do window shop because that is their opportunity to compare prices. Because the only way to compare prices is to actually go to more than one store. You know, and you have to do that. I mean, I believe area code 312, you were talking about the coupons. You won't, in order for you to get the best deal, and a lot of stores will take double coupons, and some stores will even take other competitors' coupons just for your business. But in order to do that, don't you have to shop around?
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, speaking of shopping around, I had an experience just yesterday. I had an experience with shopping around. I went to one shop. Okay, it seems that on Tuesday night, this particular shop, they put their new DVDs out a little after 12 o'clock on Tuesday night. So Wednesday afternoon, I went in and I checked the price on this particular DVD I was interested in. They had it for $19.98. I left there and went over to another shop. They had the same DVD for $14.95.
Wow. Now, see, if you would have went to the first store, then you would have ended up spending more money.
Right. And it's the thing of, there are people who will say, well, okay, well, that's really not that much more money. But, hey.
But it's your money.
Yeah, but besides it being your money, you're saying, okay, it's really not that much money. Hey, let's see. You could go to McDonald's and get the dollar burger or get something from the dollar menu.
Right.
And
see, here's the thing. You need
less
to let your money work for you.
Than what you save.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You need to, you know, even though, like they said, that may not have been a big difference. The difference is more money in your pocket.
Right.
So, you know, regardless if it's a dollar, if it's a penny, it's still your penny. Why should you give someone else your money? And that's the thing that you need to teach your children, that, you know, get goods and services at the lowest price possible. The game is to keep as much money in your pocket for the same goods and services.
Oh, And I'll tell you something else, Diamond, that I have experienced personally through this thing of getting goods and services at paying the lowest price and getting more goods and services, looking for the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with tons and tons of stuff. You know, with tons and tons of stuff. And I look at it, and like there's an old expression, you know, about, he who ends up with the most toys wins.
Right, and that's true, and that is so true. Well, I'm going to add this last tip, and then we're going to move to our next topic. One of the things that I think that parents need to definitely pass on to their kids, I would say that this would be the number one, to be honest. If you don't have cash to pay for it, you cannot afford it. This teaches them about credit, okay? Being able to make payments does not mean that you can afford it. And that is so important. If you don't learn anything else, even before your child is able to understand what credit is, getting a credit card or anything like that, or even a layaway, you know, the point is if you don't have cash either on hand or in the bank, so if you use your credit card, then you should already have that money in your bank account. Now, regardless if you want to use your money, your cash on hand, you don't have to use your cash on hand, but you should be able to, if you had to pay cash for something, you should be able to do that, or you shouldn't buy it because that means you really can't afford it. So that means delaying gratification, once again, can actually help. The only time that you should put yourself in a situation where you're paying something over time is it should be a necessity. Well, the refrigerator broke down. We have to have a refrigerator because we need to have food, and it has to be kept cold. So that's a necessity. So you may not have had the cash on hand for that because you've allowed it money for other things, but you can explain that to your children. It's not like, okay, well, you know, I really wanted to buy a brand new car. There was nothing wrong with my old car. Or I really wanted to buy, like you were saying again about the television. We have televisions that are working in the house, but I just have to have this 72-inch flat plasma screen with the 3D capability. I have to have it. But you really don't have the money for it. So if you cannot pay cash for it, that means you cannot afford it. Being able to make payments does not mean that you can afford it. And I think that's one of the things that you need to pass on to your children, especially when they get to the age of learning about credit cards, because that will help them to be wise with their cards. You know, they'll think twice before pulling out that plastic to pay for something, because 30 days later or 28 days later, they're going to be looking for their money for you to pay the bill, so that you don't have compound interest. And we'll talk about that too. You need to talk to your children about the pitfalls of making bad decisions in regards to credit too. So that, I think, is important. I don't know. What do you think, Ron, about that thing that if you can't pay cash for it or at least have cash available in the bank, that you shouldn't buy it?
I do agree. I definitely do agree. If you if the cash is in the bank, personally, I do not use my credit card unless the cash is in the bank. And the thing being is this: attempt to maintain balance a year. You should be attempt to maintain a balance. Okay, first of all, you should, as soon as possible, you get a checking account first. You should get a checking account. Savings account. Or you could do it the other way around. It all depends on how you're handling your money, because the checking account, that's just liquid. But
right.
What happens is this. With your savings account, you should, say, be able to say, like, you should be adding something to your savings account every year. Matter of fact, I'd say even every 3 months. You're supposed to have more money in your savings account this month. This is the end of the month, the 31st. You're supposed to have more money in that account than you had 3 months ago.
Well, that's true.
Supposed to be more and more and more.
Right. Let me add on area code 312 to the conversation.
It's supposed to gain. But eventually what will happen, you will end up by inflating your savings account, and then you get money to start setting up for some kind of investment.
Well, hold that thought, Ron. Mm-hmm. Let me add 312 to our conversation. But before you chime in, I want to give opportunities for people who are in the chat room to have their comment or question answered, as well as let other people in on our conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, your plans. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So area code 312, what are your thoughts about, we were talking about whether or not if you have cash, if you don't have cash, you shouldn't buy it, regardless if you have a credit card.
That is very, very true. I agree with Ron wholeheartedly. The way that we do it, again, it's only for, a credit card is for emergency purposes only. I do suggest that some items that are purchased be put on the credit card because it's easy to return if something's wrong with it, but the money should already be there. I have the decision to pay off the balance when I get the credit card, or if I'm trying to build my credit, the money is still there in my account. I might pay half now and then half next month. But if I wanted to pay the whole thing, again, the money is already there. That's how you get into those credit card pitfalls, and those percentage interest rates will kill you. So, no, if you cannot, and if you know that you want that plasma flat screen TV, you have priced it and it's running about $2,000-$3,000, start saving for it. Put it in that savings account, because let your interest, your money, give you some interest. So
right.
That way you're even getting something, you're getting two times as much back for one purchase.
Well, I agree, and we're going to move the conversation on. I had some really good things that I wanted to talk to you all about teaching your kids to be smart about money. There's an online program that I found that is fabulous. This program is called First Kids Bank. It's an actual program where parents can put the kids' allowance into the program, and you're not giving real money to anybody, okay? So let me say that first. But the way the program works, it works for the children online or through a smartphone, and a lot of these children have, you know, cell phones, they have smartphones. So the program allows you to give allowance without a piggy bank, put chores without the list that's on the refrigerator, kids and money. Once your kids learn about money and buying things, this is a great time to actually get this program. Without fixing the budget, they'll learn about how to prioritize, they'll learn about interest, all of that, all through mom and dad. It is like a no-brainer. This program is just absolutely excellent. So I'm going to give you all the website where I found this great product, actually. It's called firstkidsbank.com. And I will spell that for you. It's www.first, F-I-R-S-T, kid, K-I-D, bank, B-A-N-K, .com. So it's firstkidbank.com, all one word. And it's about allowance, chore checking. Now, here's the thing. It is, if your kids are little, they can still take a part of this program. That's how great it is. Because once your children are able to understand about dollars and cents, this is perfect for them. About when you have set up an allowance for them, if they did a chore, or didn't do a chore, that you can give them credit for actually doing a chore, how much the chores, each chore is. So it does everything for you automatically. If you want to up their allowance, you just put the figures in. It actually gives them a statement, just like we get a bank statement. They get a bank statement. It is so cool. This program is just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I encourage all of the parents to take part in this, because this not only does it teach them very valuable lessons about banking. I mean, and it's not even a bank, but it helps them because it's not a piggy bank. How many times, I know this has happened to me several times, where your children, you're in the store with your children, and they have allowance, okay? And they say, well, I want this, I want that. But their piggy bank is at home. And you're not going to take the piggy bank with you everywhere. So what happens is you have your phone. It allows you to see quickly how much money they actually have, how much, allotment of money. You can even give them credit. And say, for instance, if they're in between allowance pay periods, just like you're in between a pay period, it is so cool when you can say, okay, well, your pay period for your allowance is next week, but this particular item that you want is on sale now, and you only have half of the money. Well, I'll give you a credit. So it's teaching them about credit. You can actually charge them interest on the money that they borrow, so they can actually learn the same lessons that you're learning in real time and in real life. How cool is that? Do you all think that's a cool program, Ron?
Oh, yeah, most definite. That would be really great.
I mean, when I found this, I was like, wow, this is a gold mine. More parents need to learn about this. I mean, it even helps you with... you can even set up a savings account with them. Now, keep this in mind. You can also pair this up with your real bank. But what's so great about it is, even if you as a parent don't have, you're not banking with anybody, a credit union or a real bank, but you do give your kids an allowance, you can use this, and this can be their first experience about dealing with bank accounts, because you're going to create this account with them online, and then they'll have access to it. And as a parent, you can actually, you control what they can and cannot see on their bank statement, so it does make it where it is actually age appropriate if your children are too young to understand a whole lot. And as they get older, you can give them more access. You can actually have it where it can automatically withdraw certain amount for charity or a certain amount for savings for them, so they can understand about borrowing, about savings, about interest rates. And you can kind of even put the finance charges in there when you're giving them a credit for something or they're borrowing money. The program is just awesome. And again, that website for the program is called FirstKidBank.com. So go to FirstKidBank.com, set up the account. It is just a great, great, excellent program. Then my next tip for the little ones, I mean, you don't have to be even really, really little. The next game I found that is a game that you can play with your children online, or they can play by themselves, is called Money Skills. Ed's Bank. And basically what this game, and it is online, again, this is an online game, and it teaches them about money skills. And I found this game on kidsmoney.org. So that's kidsmoney.org. So that's kidsmoney.org. Great game. That website in itself is just phenomenal. You want to know anything about how to talk to your kids about money? They have stuff for parents. They have stuff, that is directed just for your kids. It is all age appropriate, so they go from as young as two or three years old, all the way up to teenage years. So this is a great site. It's called kidsmoney.org. So you definitely need to go there. It is called Ed's Bank. That's the game, the online game that they have that's attached to the site. So I encourage you all to go there. They talk about how to, you know, how to get your kids to start their own business. So they really teach them some really good skills. Now I want to talk to you all about some of the games that we've played as kids, okay? But before I do that, and kids and games that you need to share with your children, bring some of these old games back to life. But if you just join me, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, and your plans tonight. And the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Let's talk about these games, okay? And then I'm going to add somebody else to the phone line that just joined us. Thank you for joining. Hold on real tight, and if you're in the chat room, I'll be in there in just a second. Let me read the game list off. Okay, how many of us remember Monopoly? You remember Monopoly, Ron?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was one of my favorite games. It's a long game, but it was a really, really great game. What about area code 312? Do you remember Monopoly?
Yes, I also remember my brother cheating every time he played it.
Well, you know, Monopoly is a great game to teach your children about real estate and money. I mean, because the whole game is about buying and selling property. So what a great, wonderful, teachable moment on how to count money, how to make good, making good decisions, landing on the right property, wagering, barter. I mean, it's just a whole lot of things that you can do. You land on community chest. You get taxed. I mean, sometimes you have to go to jail because you didn't pay your taxes. So how much more about life is that? Speaking of which, the next game is the game of life. Funny, huh? Making decisions about careers and other life moves is all about the game of life. And you earn an income because you have a job and you receive a paycheck, or you actually receive cash in that game, but you learn how to spend and save money with the game of life. I'm going to add area code 803 to the line as I read on our game list. Good evening. Hello.
It's Thomas calling from Charlotte.
Hey, Thomas. How are you? I know you remember Monopoly, right?
Yeah, I remember Monopoly.
Did you like that game?
Yeah, it was fun. I used to rack up during the Monopoly. I was going to tell you, when you talk about kids and money,
mm-hmm.
For people who, because I think a lot of times the people that feel like there's less out there for them usually have the most things that may be available for people who are, like, not necessarily middle class, but maybe, you know, low to moderate income. There's actually
okay.
more programs out there for them. There's a website called CFED.org. And on CFED.org, they have a list of, individual development accounts or what's called seed accounts. They send seed. It's basically a child savings account where they do match savings. So the whole idea is to encourage children to start saving at an early age. And so they can get one of those accounts that's in their name, and it works like a 401k on steroids. They put a little bit of money in, and they might get, you know, a 10, 20, 30%, 50% match on their money up to a certain limit. They differ in different states. Yeah. So if you put CFED.org, you go in there, or you look up seed children account, you know, it'll give you a lot of good information.
Okay, spell that so that we understand exactly what you're saying, so we can go directly to the website. What is that again?
It's just Charlie, Foxtrot, Echo, Delta, CFED.org. And then if you want to look up seed account, if you put S, that's Sierra, Echo, Echo, Delta, seed account, that's an account, you know, strictly for child savings. It's the acronym, I forget what the acronym means, but they're called seed accounts. And you'll find them on CFED.org. Not every state has them, but a lot of states have them. And so, you know, you might be someone who's, you know, maybe moderate income or low income. You know, you may be able to get an individual account, development account for yourself, and a seed account for your child.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. And they ran through. Typically, what happens is the money comes from a variety of nonprofits. In some cases, it comes from banks because, you know, banks want to say that they do things to help build communities and stuff. So as part of, they can use that money as part of the community development funds that they have. So
I thank you for that information. That is just, that is phenomenal. That's great. So, okay, so now we have, now you've given us such great information. So you can actually open up an account if you go to the website, the Seed account, and look that up. Or what is it, CFED?
The CFED, yeah. CFED, CFED.org actually has the listing for, like, all the IDAs, individual development accounts, and Seed accounts for children. And they'll tell you, like, which states offer them, and then they'll give you the sources where to go contact them.
Oh, that is so great. Okay. So this is some great information, parents. I mean, like I said, there are so many opportunities and so many teachable moments that you can definitely share and experience. I mean, if you messed up when you were younger, this is an opportunity for you and your child to learn what to do. And you can teach them definitely what not to do based on what happened with you. So just because you may have having financial difficulties now doesn't mean that that has to be your forever situation. You can actually change your paradigm by if you change what's going on around you, then everything around you will change. And here again, let's go back to our games. A lot of parents have these games, and if you don't, I mean, Hasbro is a great, I mean, they have games after, you know, Minton and Bradley, all of the old games, pull them out, blow the dust off of them, because these are times where kids can really utilize. Payday was a great game. I remember paying that. In Payday, kids learn about having a job, lending money, paying bills. I mean, it's just a great thing to do. Then you have Money-Wise for Kids. That's a good game. I think Cash Flow 101, that's Rich Dad, Poor Dad game. I mean, that's an excellent game to play with your kids, an excellent game for you to play too, where you can learn some very great, valuable lessons. There's another game called Money Bags. I don't remember playing that game, though, but it teaches them about how to earn money. It teaches them about, this is for little bitty kids. It teaches them about coin recognition, about learning about the different denominations of bills. So this is a really, really good game for you to play with your little ones. Then there's another one called Easy Money. And Easy Money is old. It's 70 years old. And that was about buying and selling houses and property. It's almost like, I think it's older than Monopoly. So it was probably the first game before Monopoly came out. So, I mean, these are some really, really great games that you can play with your children and they can learn some very valuable lessons. And not only that, this gives you a chance to get closer to your kids so that they can understand the value of a dollar. So we didn't get a chance to get to our teens. I guess we're going to have to pick that up next week so we can talk about kids, you know, your teens and money, and how to get them together, planning for their future. So we'll start out with them for next week. But I want to thank all of you all for joining me again for Secure Your Life, where we're talking about your kids, your money, your plans, taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. So I will see you all next week, same time, 10 o'clock, every Thursday for Secure Your Life, where we talk about kids and money. Thank you all for joining me. Until next time. Good night.